we get things underway this afternoon by welcoming to the program a director, producer, and screenwriter. He's the man behind films like Waterborne and The Ashram. His brand new one is a documentary entitled The Reunited States. Kerry Haskell had a chance to catch up earlier today with filmmaker Ben Reike.
Ben, thank you for joining us. Your film, The Reunited States, follows the work of multiple people as they try to bring America together on the many issues that currently divide us. How aware were you of some of these deep divides before you started working on this project?
I mean, I think for those of us that were not fully paying attention to politics before 2016, all of us were starting in 2016. And so for me, I had a casual interest in politics and understanding different cultures and the sort of fabric that makes up this country. But it certainly came to the forefront of my mind after the election in 2016 and just really understanding how to navigate the new reality that we all found ourselves in. And so that to me was the moment that it really dawned on me how deep our divides go.
Did working on the film and talking with the people that the film follows open your eyes up even more to really some of the deepest problems that we face?
Absolutely. I mean, we started this film 2 years ago and never could have imagined the world that it would come into now. And, you know, going out and following these people, Susan Breaux in Charlottesville, you know, who lost her daughter when the car drove through the crowd, she was the first person that I started following. And it was because I saw her give a speech and was just really struck by the fact that here was someone who lost her daughter on the front lines of division, was able to come out the other side with this wisdom and this voice of reason about using conversation to avoid further violence. And that just hit me like a ton of bricks, because I had felt so emotional and wrapped up about politics, and here was someone that was calmly speaking from the heart about what we needed to do. And so I went up to her and I said, I'd love to try and help amplify your story, because I think you have a wisdom that could really help us here. And so, you know, that was the first day of shooting, was on the anniversary of the events in Charlottesville. And so, yeah, I absolutely learned a lot more about division. I think, you know, all of us are on sort of a learning curve and learning spectrum about some of the divisions in this country. And, you know, the film Beneath the Political Divide kind of explores some of the racial divides and socioeconomic divides and other things that are beneath that kind of drive our political divides. And so, that to me has been a huge awakening in making this film.
Now, The Reunited States is your first documentary feature, but you've directed and produced several films, as well as co-directing the wonderful PBS documentary series, The Hidden Vote. What drew you into taking on this project as a documentary film?
You know, I think that when it comes to our divisions, media has been part of the problem. It's been used, you know, as clickbait to try and sell advertising and drive up ratings, and so you always get the kind of most inflammatory content. But I had this realization as a storyteller that media can actually be part of the solution too. I mean, there's no better way into the human heart than story, and seeing, you know, each other's story allows us to see what connects us. And so as a filmmaker, you know, people always say, oh, it's telling a story, like that they told a good story or, you know, but to me, filmmaking is deeply listening to people around you and trying to authentically reproduce that for others to experience. And so the idea, The Hidden Vote that you mentioned, was a series I did for PBS that profiled minorities who support Trump. And it was, you know, LGBT for Trump and Muslims for Trump, and just a lot of characters that, you know, weren't being profiled and you didn't really hear from as much in the mainstream media. And it was a way to kind of see and hear each other and just say, oh, this is a lot more complicated and nuanced than this narrative we're being told of, you know, this one type of person. And that led me to this project, which was like, okay, how do we show stories from the left, right, and center, red, blue, and independent America? And that there is a movement afoot to bring us together, because that's not the narrative we're being told. The narrative we're being told all the time is how divided we are. But I know in my heart, because I've met these people all over the country, there are a lot of people that want to move past this and just don't want this level of hostility in our country and don't want to leave this country for our kids. And so digging in our heels and getting further divided, where does that end? Where does that go? it doesn't end well. And so we just want this film, The United States, to be, you know, a source of inspiration and hope for people. It's just 90 minutes of showing that there is another way.
We're talking with Ben Reinke, director of the new documentary, The Reunited States, just released Tuesday on Amazon, iTunes, and many other video on demand platforms. Your film follows some amazing bridge builders, and you already touched on it, but can you talk a little more about the work of Susan Breaux to pick up the torch of her daughter Heather's activism?
Yeah, Susan is just incredible because, you know, she's just a retired school teacher living in Virginia, had a very, you know, quiet life, and was thrust into this public spotlight after, you know, this very personal tragedy became global news. And somehow she, instead of using that platform, you know, of anger and saying, you know, I hate the people that did this, or, you know, I don't want to talk about this, leave me alone, she somehow channeled this energy and said, we need to, like, it's not just enough to pay attention to my daughter. We have to pay attention to the reason that she died and what she was standing up for. And she would say these things like, you know, the only reason people are making such a big deal about this is because my daughter was white. If she was a person of color, like, she might not have even made the news. And for her to have that level of self-awareness was just incredible. And so I think part of her mission now, you know, the documentary follows her from the first anniversary of Charlottesville all the way into the halls of Congress, where she passed a new bill on hate crime reporting. And that level of journey, I mean, if you think about Charlottesville, when we have these terrible moments in our country that really wound us as not just, you know, her as an individual, the city, as a town, but us as a nation, there is this turning point for a lot of people. I mean, for her, it led to this activism. For me, it was the moment I decided that I needed to make this film. And for Joe Biden, it was the moment he decided he needed to run for president. So I just want to highlight that out of, you know, tragedy and hardship can come great opportunity and great optimism for the future. So that's just a little, something that gets me really excited.
Another very interesting story in the film is the journey of David and Aaron Leverton that teaches an important lesson of the importance of leaving your comfort zone. What strikes you most about their journey?
Yeah, their story is incredible. The David and Aaron Leverton, they're a conservative family from Texas, three kids. David used to work in Republican politics and was kind of an operative, trying to win campaigns and foment these divisions in order to win the next election. And when 2016 came around, he felt incredibly guilty about some of the violence that was breaking out because he felt like he had played a hand in causing that. And his wife turned to him and said, look, if we didn't have a mortgage and we didn't have kids to feed, what is your heart telling you want to do with your life? And without thinking, he said, I'd want to bring unity back to this country. And she was like, whoa, let's talk about that. What does that look like? And, you know, they decided to come up with this plan to sell their house, buy an RV, and travel to all 50 states in an effort to find out what's actually dividing us. And they went into Black communities, border towns, Native reservations, and really said, we want to hear your American story. And people would say, you really want to hear it? It's not easy. It's a pretty tragic one. And they would just tell the most heartbreaking personal story of their, you know, what they'd been through in life. And they would hug and cry and be like, we had no idea that this was what was happening in our country. We thought our version of America is the same version everyone else lived in. And they came to realize that there's a lot of different Americas depending on your gender, the color of your skin, how much money you make, depends on how the country looks to you and how the country sees you. And so, you know, it's not just red and blue America. There's hundreds of different Americas out there. And their story of just is one that we're all going to a certain degree is examining our own biases and our own polarizing tendencies and realizing maybe our anger and our fear is causing us to demonize other groups of people. And that's part of the problem. We can only change ourselves.
Ben, thank you for making such a thought-provoking and, in the end, hopeful movie for these times. And thank you for taking the time to talk about it with us today.
Yeah, Carrie, no, thank you so much. The website that we have, we've built out tools for people, how to talk to friends and family about politics. That's at reunitedstates.tv. We're having a big red and blue carpet premiere tomorrow night, Thursday. And so anyone of your listeners that wants to come, Van Jones and Meghan McCain are the executive producers of the film, which has been really exciting that they've used their platform to support it. So reunitedstates.tv has a bunch of tips of how to talk to friends and family about politics.
Thank you again. Appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks so much, Carrie.